Hey, everybody. It's right near the end of the year, and not a creature is stirring in this house except for me and Riff. How's it going, Riff?
It's going all right.
Are you stirring?
I'm kind of sitting.
Do you at least have a spoon with which you could stir something that was tossed at you?
I've got a pencil.
Huh. You could stir up, you know, if you did some math, you could stir up the very underpinnings of the universe.
Ooh, gosh.
With that pencil. Nothing is as powerful as human imagination, Riff. Literally nothing.
Nothing at all.
Yeah, human imagination can rip open the most secure safe in the most secure bank in the world. Just by imagining what's inside it. Just you're in, buddy. Yeah. You're in.
How will I know if I'm right?
Well, you are right.
Oh, it's okay.
Because your imagination is never wrong. It's like a feeling. It can't be wrong.
Is it like a quantum thing? If there's nobody to observe what's in that bank vault?
No, it's just that pretending to have money is really powerful.
Oh, okay.
Because you can get people... You know how they say that...
pretend to get some goods and services in exchange for it?
Yeah, and then that's just as good. You know, it's like how a couple, no matter how poor they are, can always live on love. Mm. You know, you can always live on pretending that you're eating food. And imagining that there is oxygen to breathe.
You could try it.
in the coffin that you've been buried in. That's the problem with dead people. They've just lost their ability to imagine.
without the ability to imagine, I feel we would all be truly dead.
Yep. Anyway, sorry if the stereo separation bothers you. This will get... I just don't know how to do any other thing with these mixers. We're not using the regular mixer tonight, which is why you might notice there's not a lot of buzz on the line. Well, now there's buzz on the line because Riff is making some buzz. But
I can make some buzz. So. Mm. I'm gonna tell everybody about it, and generate some buzz.
Oh yeah, get everybody excited about this new thing you're imagining.
Yeah.
An interactive fiction game that you can't say anything about without spoiling it.
Yes.
Even the name of it ruins it.
It doesn't really have a name yet. So.
Oh, I see. Make up a name for it. Pretend that it has a name.
Fred?
Make up a real name. Your imagination is terrible.
if I make up a name that's actually related to the content of the game, then even the made up name would be a spoiler.
Is the concept really so twisty? Is it such a twist that you cannot even name the thing without...
Well, it's sort of Lovecraftian, so you don't really find out what's going on for a while. It builds up.
Is the name of it Madness?
We could go with that, sure.
Okay. Is that the twist? Is that it's about madness?
That it's about madness. No, but we can call it that in the meantime.
Man, you know what's going to make you want to play World of Warcraft?
Madness.
The Maw of Madness. The Twilight Cult calling up a horror from beyond the stars.
Oh, that's
emerging
kind of
for
awesome.
there's a big mouth filled with tentacles, and you have to go inside it and kill a bunch of its blood globs.
Like what was the other one? C'thun or whatever?
Yeah, I don't remember. Maybe.
In the old world.
In the AQ?
Yeah, possibly.
I don't know, I never saw it. Because I was never in a raiding guild, which is why I'm not addicted. I'm not addicted. You were totally in a raiding guild.
We were kind of a raiding guild, yeah.
You were a raiding guild.
Well, except
we wanted you on that wall.
We didn't have enough of us to do it all ourselves, so it was like half a raiding guild and then pickup dudes. So it kind of sucked.
You know, like when you have to move, you need a pickup dude to help you move your stuff using his pickup.
You get that. Plus you get that, like, that big bundle of dudes and kind of spill them out on the table.
Oh, right, right.
Try and pick one up without moving the others.
When you're trying to play an electric guitar that's made out of dudes.
Oh, yeah.
The most important thing, the second most important thing, the most important ones are the string dudes, but then the pickup dudes are vitally important if you're actually going to get a signal sent out the chord dude.
To the amp dude.
To the amp dudes, yeah.
Whatever happened to amp dude?
I don't know. That guy that would just... Anything you said to him, he would just say it again louder.
Yeah, nobody liked having him around.
Maybe that'll be my Halloween costume this year. I'll just dress as an amplifier, and then anything anybody says to me, I will just yell it back at them. Do you think anyone would get it?
I don't know.
Or you could just have somebody whispering in your ear, and then you could just scream whatever you wanted as long as other people couldn't hear what they were whispering.
Yeah.
They would use their imaginations to make it the truth that whatever that person whispered in your ear is what you were yelling. The power of imagination is really a magical thing. Mag is right in there. It's right in the word. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
The magi are in the imagination.
Yeah. The gift of the magi. An O. Henry candy bar, or perhaps a 100 grand.
An O. Henry candy bar? You buy it for somebody else, and then it turns out they can't eat sugar.
Yeah, no, you bought it for someone, but then they sold their teeth.
Right.
To buy it. No, you don't buy it. You trade. What do you do? You trade your, I don't know, man. I'm terrible at coming up with interconnected concepts, Riff.
I forget what the idea I had for a story like that was. It was something like the guy sold his hands to buy a makeup case for his wife, but she sold her face to buy him a pair of gloves.
Right. You don't mean she sold her face like she sold her body. You know, she was like a prostitute who only gave face jobs.
Face job.
Yeah.
Just kind of just rolling it around.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a, you know, it was, and it wasn't a sexual thing. It was like if people ran out of rolling pins,
She
would use her face to flatten their dough.
Or if you needed somebody to play your hunter for you in World of Warcraft.
I don't get that joke.
That is a World of Warcraft joke about face rolling.
What does that mean?
Face rolling in World of Warcraft refers to a combat style that is so easy you could simply map your entire keyboard to one button and then roll your face across it.
I see. Is that how hunters are
reputed to play? That was the first class that came to mind.
In your imagination.
Yeah, that's right. That's
okay.
Right.
So it's definitely true.
Mm-hmm.
What did you guys... did you guys have a good Christmas holiday? You've only recently gotten back into town after a little bit of a hiatus.
It was uneventful, but, you know, it was pleasant.
Did you play any video games while you were gone?
Played some iPad games, mostly. That was really the only device I had with me.
Are there good games on the iPad?
There's some. I mean, there's, like, a lot of the best games are iPad implementations of previous indie games. So, like, World of Goo is on it now, and that's pretty
good. Are the best games in life free?
I guess if I could imagine a really awesome game...
Could you imagine a game so awesome that you yourself could not play it?
I don't think my ability to play a game is limited by how awesome it is.
Really?
I mean, what would be a game that's so awesome it's unplayable?
Maybe it is a game that is so awesome that you, just upon looking at it, experience a hysterical paralysis of your fingers.
I have actually heard that they did a board game version of the Horus Heresy from the Warhammer 40K fiction. And it apparently is so interesting and has so many interesting mechanics and stuff in it that it's so large as to be nearly unplayable.
It's so interesting that it's unplayable, or is it so absurdly complicated?
Yeah,
that it is
it's absurdly complicated, but every facet of it is interesting and cool. But there's so many different facets that you can't keep it all in your head at once.
Huh. So it's a board game that prior to every move you have to roll on hundreds of different tables to see what happens.
I don't know. I haven't really examined.
You're like rolling to see whether a prairie dog runs across in front of you, because that might reduce your accuracy.
Mm-hmm. That'd be like one of the old Avalon Hill games.
Yeah. Like, I was going to say Predator, but what I think I meant was Paranoia.
Mm.
Was that an Avalon Hill game?
I was thinking, like the Avalon Hill tabletop.
Oh, like Axis and Allies.
Yeah, like Axis and Allies,
or
Advanced Squad Leader, I think is
Axis versus Predator.
That'd be good.
Yeah, like a World War II Predator board game. Predator would win though.
Probably.
Do you think Predator would show up on a radar?
Huh. What is radar is sound waves, right? So yeah.
That's sonar. Oh, I think radar is radar? Electromagnetic waves. So do you think his camouflage would work?
Yeah, I don't know. Is it is the electromagnetic spectrum used in radar similar enough to light that his camouflage would bend it?
What about aliens versus submarines?
Well, let's see. Aliens don't have to breathe, right? So they can swim. Can an alien?
Because that's how you determine whether something can swim or not, is whether or not it has to breathe.
Well, okay. But it would certainly be easier for the aliens if they didn't have to breathe, because then the
can they swim as fast as a submarine? I guess it depends on how fast the submarine is.
Yeah, probably.
If it's a submarine that's being pushed by other aliens, then probably yes. Yes, they can swim least as fast as that.
I think if it was aliens versus other aliens and a submarine, then the side that had the submarine would probably win just because they've got
you could hit the bad guy with a submarine.
Yeah.
What if it was like 10 aliens versus 4 aliens and a submarine versus 3 men and a baby?
What if it was 10 aliens and the Incredible Hulk versus 10 aliens and the Incredible Hulk's weight in bees?
The Incredible Hulk's weight in submarines, which is really just a part of just, one submarine. But maybe it's like half of a nuclear reactor, in which case you wouldn't want to get anywhere near them, or your ship would get fucked right up. See, listen, listeners, to the powerful things that Riff and I are imagining.
I mean, you would, I bet those of you listening at home never thought that the Hulk wielding half a atomic reactor against a squad of bees and aliens ever existed, but now it does.
It does, yeah. Because it's like that ontological argument for the proof of the existence of God, right? Because we've imagined it, and it is awesome, it has to exist.
It's like the thought of a unicorn is a real thought.
Yeah.
And therefore unicorns are real.
And the tears of a unicorn are real tears.
And real delicious.
And will cure any disease. And the poop of a unicorn is a thing that Ron Gilbert apparently thinks is funny these days.
Yes, especially as a food item.
Yeah. Did you ever play much of Deathspank?
I played some of it. I'm not sure how far I got because I don't really know. I don't have a good idea of how long it is, but I estimate I probably got a half or maybe two-thirds of the way through it.
I found it a little difficult, and maybe it is because I was playing it on like kind of a small television, although I don't remember where that happened or why. But I feel like I had a hard time reading the text on the screen and really seeing what was going on. Like, it was difficult for me to discern which things were things that I needed to kill and which things were just background objects.
I didn't really have that problem, but...
Was it a game about killing a lot of trees and fences?
No, not so much. So yeah, that may have been what was handicapping you.
Yeah. Man, you know what I found in World of Warcraft today when I was just dicking around?
What?
Big tornado with trees flying around it.
Huh. As, like, a permanent feature of the landscape?
I think so. I think it's, like, something that somebody's doing.
Hmm.
Somebody's like, hey, what are you doing today? You know, just maintaining this tornado.
Forever.
These trees are not going to whirl themselves around in circles hundreds of feet in the air. Yeah. Nothing is forever anymore, though. Because the people at Blizzard, they can imagine an event that totally changes the face of the world.
That's right.
And then they can implement it. They can tell somebody else to take their imagination and make it a reality. But the reality is never as powerful as the imagination, Riff.
That's true.
Because nothing is as powerful as imagination, Riff.
it's just math, you know? Imagination greater than everything.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I think you're right. I think that counts as a proof.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I am imagining you winning the Nobel Prize for Mathematics.
Awesome, thank you.
Neat, yeah. What are you going to do with that prize money, Riff?
I don't know.
You're going to buy some flavors of ice cream that have never been made.
That's right.
So you played some iPad games, you
played
say?
Played some iPad games, played World of Goo, played Puzzle Quest 2.
Yeah.
Which is, I kind of... The strategy I came up with for my assassin character turns out to be kind of broken, so the game is starting to get less interesting.
You're an unstoppable Puzzle Quest winning machine?
Yep. the monsters are not advancing in power fast enough to deal with my combination of epic hellforged manticore poison and all my various stealth and power attacks.
Epic hellforged manticore poison? That's Is that an is that like a spell?
It is. It's like a weapon. It's an offhand weapon that does a really powerful damage over time.
So you just have to get enough of those little glove things to use it.
To activate that, and I've got like the other weapon I have equipped gives me a ton of fist icons at the beginning of the combat, so I can just fire that immediately, and then over the next few rounds collect enough more fists to put up another stack of that when the first one runs out, and also get all the various flavors of mana that I need to do my stealth attacks, and just shit dies.
Huh. Do you ever play multiplayer with Lycra and you want to use your poison to snipe things and she wants to set it on fire and it makes the poison boil off?
That was kind of ridiculous playing Borderlands that way, because I'd be lining up a real careful headshot off in the distance, and then she'd fire her gun that had like 8 homing rockets, and so the entire screen would suddenly be filled with smoke and fire. Wouldn't be able to see anything.
Which one of you was more effective? I'm guessing she was, because you never got to shoot anything.
When I got to shoot things, they generally died. But yeah, probably she dealt more damage in aggregate.
And that's all that's really important, is your DPS.
That's right.
And if you're not doing enough DPS, my advice to you is to do more DPS. Just do more damage.
Just do more damage.
Just
imagine
yourself doing more damage.
Yeah. Everyone should do that.
Yeah. Everyone should imagine me doing more damage.
Yeah.
So that I will be more effective at my DPS.
Ah. That would be pretty sweet if that worked out for you.
Anything else interesting happened since the last time you were on the radio? I feel like it's been a while.
It has been a while. I can't really think of anything, though.
Have you done any interesting arts and crafts?
No. I've been... Before I left, I was enacting the little drama of the Lego Castle Advent Calendar on my blog, available online at minimumsafedistance.org.
Okay.
And I've been continuing to collect old vintage playing cards for my old vintage playing cards collection.
Do we know, have we talked about that on the radio?
I feel like we have.
You're making decks of old vintage playing cards?
Well, one deck, but since I'm buying decks to make it out of, I consequently have a large box full of extra playing cards.
So you're making a single deck? How are you choosing which card is from which deck?
Basically, I started out, I had just about enough decks to make the one deck, and so I picked the most interesting Ace of Spades that I had, and then sort of went down, started with like say the tens, and so I picked out the four backs that I liked the most, and picked the tens from those, and then went down to the twos, so the twos and the low numbered cards are the cards that I like the least, and that makes it easier when I get new, more interesting decks to know which to easily pick a card to remove from the collection deck and put in the new card.
What are you planning on doing with this deck of cards?
I don't know. What do you do with anything you collect? It's a thing you have.
I see. But it's a thing you're building.
Yeah.
Are you going to play solitaire with it so that it's like perfect knowledge solitaire?
Yeah, it would be perfect knowledge solitaire basically would sum it up. Although I guess I'd have to memorize which back is which suit or which value.
If you did that, you could trick people into playing cards with you for money, and you say, oh, we can use my deck of cards.
Yeah, you just, ignore the fact that the card with the 1960s platter of cold cuts from Shelley Brand Sausage and Smoked Meats Corporation is the Four of Spades.
Huh. I assumed you were getting older cards than that.
I don't actually know how old this card is. I guess the 60s. It might be the 50s. I'm trying to hit that sort of 40s, 50s, 60s range. Basically, any card older than I am is fair game. But
when did they invent taking pictures of food?
I don't know. I guess when they invented taking pictures.
I guess so. Because if you're a cannibal, even the first picture of a person is a picture of food.
That's true.
Hmm. Do you suppose that all early photographers were cannibals? It makes sense why everybody always looks so grouchy.
Yeah.
In old pictures.
Because they knew that as soon as this picture was developed, or at least they were finished with the sitting, that the photographer was going to pull his head out of that contraption and eat them.
Yeah, or try.
Yeah.
You know, they were thinking, they were strategizing how they were going to avoid or disable the photographer.
Maybe that's why the earliest pictures, they made you stand still for so long, was so that your muscles would cramp up and you wouldn't be able to run away as quickly.
But then wouldn't you be less tender?
Oh, that's true. I guess the...
A lot of early photographs are people posing in a bathtub full of soy sauce. I often wondered why that was. I think we've unraveled the mystery using
the power of imagination.
Yeah, that's what we do here.
That's right. We are Imagineers. We're probably not Imagineers because that's probably...
Probably copyrighted.
Sued by Disney if we tried to claim that. Maybe we are Imaginarians.
We're Imaginauts.
Imaginauts. There you go.
Yeah. And if we imagined a space mission, we'd have to be careful and not fuck up the Imaginauts landing.
Oh. Yes, I guess we would.
But if we needed sustenance, we could eat the produce from our Imaginauts berry farm. So there's I have a goal for tonight's radio show, okay. And that is to read the radio bugbear questions.
Ah.
Catch up on that shit.
That's
why don't we?
A whole show's worth.
It's I don't know. There's not as many as you'd think.
Really?
So I want to real quickly do the Twitter stuff and the forum stuff. And when I say that I'm going to real quickly do that, that's usually when we start doing the forums and Twitter stuff that lasts the entire rest of the show. Somebody did write into the forums just so that I can read this to you. For 2011, says Phoenix512, is it possible for Riff not to degrade into cameo status during the second half of any radio show? Whenever he's on the radio, he basically disappears, specifically the second half of the show. It would be more interesting if Riff would speak more throughout the entire show, not just the first half.
Well, Zach and Kevin tend to be such prolific talkers and discussers that I kind of stay out of the way and let them have their steam. You know?
One of these days, we need to do what I've been saying that we need to do, which is to make it so we're all sitting around a table facing each other while we do the show.
I
think that would be... You would be significantly more engaged if I didn't have my... When I'm reading the questions, I have to have my back to Riff.
Mm-hmm.
And so Riff doesn't normally like talking to the backs of dudes' heads, because when that's what he's seeing, talking is the last thing on his mind. That was a butt sex joke.
Oh, okay.
A gay butt sex joke.
I see.
Yeah. Yeah, just going to let that sink in. What Riff will sometimes do is he has a mask of himself, and he will put that on the back of someone's head.
Wow, that just got 1,000% more creepy.
I know. It's like, oh, hey, how's it going? Copy of me with a butt in the front? What do you want to do tonight? that's what you say.
Oh, I'm gonna have nightmares.
Yeah, that's why Riff doesn't talk much in the second half of the radio show is because it always ends up being something like that. Hey Riff, welcome back, says Mr. E. Your comments made me buy Deadly Premonition. Awesomely bizarre. You get anywhere with it?
Sweet. We got stuck at, there's this monster that appears partway through the game that is like this naked ghost woman crawling on the ceiling, and were not able, we firstly didn't have really the appropriate weapon for dealing with her, and also did not come up with the real strategy that needs to be used to kill her, so we kind of got stuck and could not get past that. But we ended up watching the Giant Bombcast Let's Play of it. They don't call it a Let's Play, I don't remember what they call it. But the one by Vinny Caravella and whatever the other guy's name is, and they were really funny. And so I feel like we got essentially the experience of playing the rest of it, plus listening to two pretty funny dudes talking about it.
What was that? Speaking of funny dudes talking about video games, what was that podcast that somebody pointed us to that was Sean Baby and Shane Bettenhausen?
Oh, I don't remember.
There was some podcast that Sean Baby and Sean Bettenhausen were either on an episode, or it was just their show.
If it's their show, that would be awesome.
Did you ever listen to any of the Irrational Behavior or Irrational Interviews podcasts?
I listened to one of them, and I don't remember which one it was.
No.
It was the one, I think it was the first one that had Chris Remo interviewing.
Okay.
I think it was one that you recommended to me. I don't remember.
Right, the Kieran Gillen one.
Yeah, that is the one.
I was talking about comics.
That was pretty good.
Pretty good. They're just not coming out, you know? It's like, when somebody told me about that, it was like, hey, it's like A Life Well Wasted, only it actually releases on time. And then I started listening to them and caught up to what existed, and it's been 6 months since the last one.
Chris Remo sounded kind of glum in it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he was just being ultra-serious because it was
a new job.
A new job, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Fred Levi says, that page scan of Crimbo content was way cool. You should do that more often. Record a video of yourself drawing something, even. That, I don't think, would be very interesting, actually. I don't know, man. I don't use any technique or anything. I imagine a video of a guy drawing something, and I'm like, oh, that looks cool, and nothing like what it looks like when I draw stuff.
Yeah.
I want to do the screen grab, like, the next time I'm doing art for something, I want to do the, like, video recording of, like, a time-lapse of what's on the screen while I'm doing the editing.
I've seen that. Would be neat. There's some kind of software or web app that people use to do that. There's one that I saw that was really cool. This guy drew this really elaborate and detailed skeleton and then erased and drew on top of it, like, the musculature.
Yeah, just all in, like, MS Paint.
Skin.
Yeah.
So he had, like, this naked woman and then erased and drew clothing on top of that, and it was really impressive.
And you were upset when the naked woman was on there because you were like, hey, I'm trying to jerk off to a skeleton.
Off to these muscles. I mean,
the muscles. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what you like. Not the skeleton.
That bleeding red musculature.
Like when somebody gets flayed. All right. Forum thread. Real quick. Like. King Stupid asks if we saw the Quomper leaks.
I heard that it exists.
It was pretty funny.
I haven't actually seen it.
It was pretty funny. I like what people do when we give people the opportunity to express themselves. Stupak2 says, any plans for continuing the delay removal / game revamping crusade after Crimbo? Yep, absolutely. My plan is to jump right back into it. I was thinking about some knob stuff today. Knob stuff. Let's see. A lot of these are just people talking to each other. Stupak points out that level 9 quest is probably the least friendly to newbies. And yeah, that one needs a pretty significant overhaul.
Which one is 9?
The Raffle.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, having to find the dictionary to even get the quest started in the first place is complete horseshit.
I remember we had a discussion about that, and I feel like the ideas that you came up with were really good.
Yeah. Scully and I came up with some stuff. I came up with the basic mechanics of it, and he came up with a funny idea about you finding, like, morning wood and long hard screws and a tube of big black caulk that you need. That one we might have to omit for the sake of political correctness.
So good, though.
It is pretty good, yeah. But you also don't really need, I mean, do you need caulk to build a bridge?
Sure, yeah.
No, of course you do. Of course you do. yeah. You also need something called Veiny Dong brand bridge polish. It's yeah. The tube of it's funnier if it's a tube. Billy Bob Fred says, I had a question earlier today, but I forgot it, so here's my fallback question, I guess. Is there a question you really want to answer, only nobody is asking it, so you can't? Implied, what is that question, and what is the answer to that question? I don't know, do you have any questions that you'd like to answer?
Huh. Yeah, I don't know, nothing comes to mind immediately. I can try and think about it, and we can maybe could do that again next week.
For me, I'm not going to tell you what the question is, but the answer is about 9.5 inches. Flaccid. Okay, here's one. It's not what I had, but whatever. Have we reached a point where you can tell us how covert Crimbo agents were chosen? And on that note, is the system going to reveal agents to their buddies when covert Crimbo ends, or will I have to tell them myself? It will reveal buddies when covert Crimbo ends. I would probably be okay with telling you now, but I don't exactly know. I kind of want C.D. Moyer to either come on the radio or record a thing, or just tell me, and then I can paraphrase. Do I have a C.D. Moyer voice? Maybe C.D. Moyer could tell you, and then you could write it down for me, and then I could imitate you.
Ah.
Because this will be the last show. This will be the last show with you on it for a while, because going to San Francisco for a month. Yeah. Yeah. So then, but because I know how to imitate you,
yeah,
I can do it. I can do just a spot on impression of you, Riff.
It is uncanny.
It is uncanny.
Yeah.
You always think.
Next time my dad calls, I'm gonna just hand the phone.
No. Hello, Patrick. I mean, Dad. Send more money. That's all you ever say to your dad.
Then. You know, how the player base is stupid.
Right, yeah. Yeah. And how you still should shut up. I'm still not having any grandkids for you.
I'm not allowed to say shut up. I could say fuck off, I'm not having any grandkids for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You can't say shut up, you can say fuck off, but not shut up. Is that a real rule?
That, it is a real rule that in our house we were not allowed to tell anybody to shut up. We were technically allowed to tell each other to fuck off, but it never went that far.
Huh. But that was explicitly spelled out.
Yeah, I think it was a thing that my dad got from his father. I think his father got really pissed off if anybody told him to shut up, and that sort of carried on down.
I see. So was he very angry about that Black Eyed Peas song that goes, shut up, just shut up, shut up, and wants to record a cover, fuck off, just fuck off, fuck off?
It's possible. I can imagine that being the case.
Scarfidin says, I hope you guys implement more neat passive skills in the future. Skills like the +1 adventure per day are awesome because they give you a fairly concrete feeling that your character is getting more developed. Doesn't even particularly matter how good they are because they make your character stronger and you don't have to fiddle with them. But what about a thing that let your character play the fiddle more effectively?
Well, everything else burns.
Oh, you were going Nero.
Yeah.
And not Charlie Daniels Band.
Oh, I'm not familiar with Charlie Daniels Band.
Yeah, you are. The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was not familiar with the fact that was Charlie Daniels Band.
It allows you to rosin up your bow and play that fiddle hard.
Mm.
But only when the moon phases... correlate in our table to hell having broken loose in Georgia with the devil dealing the cards.
Right.
Yeah.
That's one that doesn't come up very often.
Just having hell broke loose is not sufficient. The champion says, favorite thing you guys did to the game this year? Boy, I don't know. Somehow, did we just not announce the Nemesis quest rolling? I think we didn't. And so when Hot Stuff and I did our year in review...
We did one of those jokey things where we... announced something like really small.
Oh, that new trophies were available.
Yeah,
that was what we were trying to remember what that was all about. Yeah, so we did a year in review and totally didn't talk about the Nemesis quest rolling. That seems like it was more than a year ago.
I have no memory for lengths of time.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
You don't even know what I mean by the word time.
Yeah, what? Everything happens at once. What are you to say?
Yeah. Because we're in the Panama Canal.
Yeah.
Erich says, I joke about my CCB having died, which is why I got nothing. What's a CCB? Covert Crimbo Buddy. I see, which is why I got nothing. Not that you got nothing for Crimbo, not like I got nothing. But I have an honest question. Having access to content that relies solely on the participation of someone else brings up the very real fact that they could have real-life issues to deal with. Not everyone is around on the holidays to play. You could get locked out through no fault of your buddy. Regardless of my opinion on that, did you account for that idea when you decided to make the Secret Santa mechanic? Yes, we did. Everything is going to be fine. Everything is going to be fine, guys. It's going to be fine. Right, Clid says, on last week's Year in Review show, you forgot to talk about the Nemesis quest finally rolling. Please talk about the glorious reintroduction of this epic quest and your thoughts et similar. How do you feel about the glorious reintroduction of that epic quest, Riff?
I think I feel like it went pretty well. I think everybody liked it, and it seems to have been worth the time and effort that went into it.
Cool. I know it's a snowball in hell chance and way not important in the scheme of things, but are we ever at all likely to see the art for the Drunken Rat and Rat Bat art updated to bring it in line with the Shiny Tomb Rat and the Rat King art? Don't get me wrong, there are way more important things to do, but it just struck me recently. I don't know, I looked at it and I was like, that doesn't need to be redrawn.
I mean, most of the stuff that you're redrawing is just where the line weights were weird and stuff, right?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, most of the stuff for the... Friars that I redid was like because that was all scanned and some like I'd drawn it really big or something or there is a certain period of time when like the pirate stuff went in and the Friars stuff went in where something changed about the way that I was scanning stuff and everything was like really dim and looked like it had been drawn with like a blue ballpoint pen and I don't know what the fuck. Folks would like a one-handed guitar because it would make the elvish sunglasses optimaler, I think. Yeah, no, that has already been cleared up, I think. Number four, why do you not like stuffing? Stuffing is delicious, which is odd considering there's basically nothing but breadcrumbs and sausage meat in it. Soggy bread is fucking gross.
Wow.
All soggy bread is gross.
All of it?
Yeah. Which is why you don't make hot dogs out of soup, you make them out of hot dogs.
Are you unable to imagine a tasty soggy bread?
I can imagine it being tasty, but it's still gross.
Okay.
Preemptive Happy New Year. How drunk do you intend to be within the next 24 hours? I don't know, man. I've been drinking too much lately. I think on New Year's Eve I might stay on the wagon. By which I mean only drink 15 beers. Let's see. Dear Jick. In the quest logs, our quest progress, and holds information on previous holidays, did you consider adding our new better-than-bad friend to display these things? Or would that have been a joke too far, or a bridge too few? I don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
Also, having just returned to the game recently, Crimbo was awesome. The Galapagosian Queeses are my favorite item ever. An elf alley got me interested in my nearly dead clan, pulling in friends and making plans to revitalize it and get into the game in a more definite and less holiday-oriented way. Also, BGE, best metagaming gaming ever. Also. Feels good to be back. Will there be leaderboards for who's kicked Jick's ass the most, or who at Asymmetric has the most employee of the month, if you let us give it to you? Nah. Somebody suggesting employee of the month gift boxes, but I don't know if I feel like that's worth doing. Newbies asks when the Naughty Sorceress's Horcrux quest will be finished. But it'd be like more like a Horcrux, am I right? Betrayer says, there is going to be another grimoire someday, isn't there? Or are you going to destroy all of my dreams and wishes? Yeah, Scully was working on an idea for a grimoire, and it was a little too ambitious for the amount of time that we had left, and so we didn't end up doing it. But there's one in the works. Squeezly Beasley says, not sure if questions to Radio Bugbear still get considered, so here I go. Sorry if they do, in which case this is repetition. Giving a Crimbo cubicle monster the stink eye ends combat, but does not banish it from the queue. Bug or feature? Well, there's two things going on there. The work monsters are actual monsters in the zone, and you can banish those, and you can olfact those, and all that jazz. But because of the way the boredom thing works, where you have an increasing chance to get one of the, like, fucking around monsters, the more bored you are, I couldn't figure out a reasonable way to do that and also have those things be monsters in the zone. So it basically, before it decides to give you a monster from the zone, it checks to see if it's going to give you a fucking around monster based on your boredom level, and then just starts a fight with one of those. So they are effectively like Feast of Boris monsters that get triggered by your boredom when the zone actually just consists of work. Betrayer says, I'm sad the Krimbomination was destroyed. I imagined him wandering, purposeless, and attacking the other holidays. A Hobomination versus Flying Oyster fight would have been epic. But if we start having to make every holiday into an epic thing like Krimbo, we're never going to get anything else done. Also, Riffbutt in the Faxnet dropping a puzzle? Please?
My butt is in the Faxnet there, somehow.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm not sure how it happened, because... I drop my butt into our clan fax, and then every now and then I see somebody not in my clan having kicked my butt. So somehow my butt has escaped into the population at large.
Huh. Pretty crazy. Mine hasn't yet. I want it to be special. Pantsless suggests that I have Riff do a C.D. Moyer impression with his Peter Lorre voice.
Hello, I'm C.D. Moyer, and I don't have anything else to say about that. That was a terrible example of my Peter Lorre voice.
I don't, you know, I think we have this conversation every time this comes up, but I don't know who Peter Lorre is.
He's the guy, let's see, have you seen Casablanca?
No.
Have you seen M?
No.
Have you seen The Maltese Falcon?
Mm-mm.
I don't know any other movies offhand with Peter Lorre in them.
Okay. That sucks.
Yeah.
Who was he in Casablanca?
He was the
mad scientist
guy that dude gets the travel papers from.
Travel papers, huh?
Yeah, the Nazi travel documents. Basically, if you've seen a film noir period movie that had kind of a weird, wormy little kind of sleazy guy in it, it was probably Peter Lorre.
Okay. Peter Lorre was the Steve Buscemi of the 1930s,
yes,
says
exactly.
Pantsless.
That's a good way of putting it.
Okay. How long has Peter Lorre been dead? A 100 years?
Are you asking me?
200 years? Who else is there for me to be asking? Pantsless?
I thought you were asking the internet.
You thought I was asking Wikipedia aloud?
Yeah.
So there's this... it's been really windy. The weather's been really weird in Phoenix. And right outside of Riff's bedroom window, there is a big piece of sheet metal that's attached to the house on one end. And apparently it makes a lot of just... makes a lot of
noises,
awesome stage
yeah.
thunder.
He died in 1964.
Hmm. Have you considered the possibility that you are his reincarnation?
I had not.
Because you were born in 1964.
He was also in Arsenic and Old Lace.
I've not seen that either.
I played that character in our high school stage production of Arsenic and Old Lace.
I see.
So,
I think I saw a production of Arsenic and Old Lace at some point. It's about somebody getting poisoned.
Yeah.
By soaking
somebody
soaks a doily in arsenic and then says to everyone who walks into the house, could you tell me if this doily smells like arsenic?
Right, except I'm not sure that arsenic works that way.
Huh. Maybe. The doily was soaked in chloroform, and then you would use it to render somebody unconscious, and then dip them in an oil lamp filled with arsenic.
Ah, okay. Why an oil lamp?
Well, and it's... So, they say, where there is smoke, there is fire.
Uh-huh.
In my experience, where there are doilies, there are oil
there
lamps.
Are oil lamps, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe a kerosene lamp. I don't know. Maybe a whale blubber lamp.
Mm-hmm.
maybe just like a candle, like a block of whale blubber with a lamp stuck in it.
Yeah.
You know, with a like just a some bare wires plugged into an electrical outlet.
Yeah. No.
So that it will burn really slowly mm-hmm. by a spark leaping between the contacts and the bare wire.
Did you ever do that experiment where you you strip an electrical wire and
like, turn a pickle into a light
yeah,
bulb?
Yeah, turn a pickle into a light bulb.
Nope.
That's fun.
Is it? Does it work?
Yep.
Does it glow? Does it make your house smell like
burners? And yeah, and it makes everything smell like burning pickle.
Hmm. Do you eat the pickle afterwards?
You can.
Is it good?
It's like tastes like a hot pickle.
Like a hot pickle.
Yeah.
I guess that's about what you'd expect. You'd think it would. You'd think it would engender some sort of chemical change in the pickle that would maybe make it. You know, maybe make it taste like popcorn.
That would be weird. I can imagine it though.
I wish more things worked like popcorn. You know, like I wish you could make like, I don't know, a pop orange. Hmm. If you just heated up an orange, if it would explode into something that was like 8 times the size of an orange and like totally different.
And fluffy and yeah.
Yeah, and just weird. You know, like.
They have that weird rice that smells and tastes like popcorn.
They do.
Yeah, it was some kind of brand of rice that smells and tastes like popcorn.
That was pretty much the whole story.
That was pretty much the entire story. It was this product you could buy. I don't know if you can still get it.
Was it supposed to? I mean, was it like...
Yeah, that was the purpose.
Rice that smells and tastes like popcorn.
Pretty much. Huh. I think it may have been marketed as a way of parents to get their kids to eat more rice.
Huh.
Although I'm not sure why.
Or a way to encourage movie theaters to start serving sushi.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Trying to think if popcorn-flavored rice would be good with, like, say, a big slab of uncooked salmon on it. Probably would.
Maybe. I don't know.
Because I could certainly imagine eating an entire, I can imagine going out to a lake and following a stream, swatting a salmon out of mid-leap with my massive paw, taking it back to my den where... My wife, who is a bear, has made me a big bowl of popcorn, and then eating the salmon
on the popcorn.
Yeah, and that sounds pretty good.
Did you see that YouTube video of the guy who 3D rendered his own copies of the characters from the new Yogi Bear movie and animated a new ending for it?
Mm-mm.
Based on the ending of the movie... The assassination of Jesse James,
mm-hmm.
Billy the Kid, one of those.
Right.
But yeah, it's basically this. Looks like the animation from the Yogi Bear movie because the guy did a really good copy of it, and it's Boo Boo murdering Yogi basically, and
huh.
The credits roll with a over a picture of the room with a Yogi Bear skin rug on the floor.
Did the assassination of Jesse James end with a picture of a Jesse James skin rug on the
not.
Floor of it?
So that was an additional little ending.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't think it was Jesse James. I don't remember anymore which cowboy it was. It was a Brad Pitt movie.
Yeah, I think it was the assassination of Jesse James by the coward X
yeah,
something
it was the coward
XYZ.
Something, something. Maybe it was Jesse James, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw the little YouTube clip of the original of that section of the actual movie, and it looked really good. May have to Netflix that or something.
Ryan Janili says, let us use /AA to see our current auto attack. Isn't that already a thing that works?
Could use /AA to get your meat car repaired.
Yeah, weird. To get your what?
Meat car. Repaired.
Oh, that would be like AAA.
Oh, is that triple? That's right.
Yeah, AA is where you go if you if you have a problem. Mm. I mean, the first step is to admit that you have a problem.
Admit that your car doesn't work.
Yeah, the first step is to admit that your car doesn't work. The second step is to find a phone book and look on the first page where the A's are. Get another A,
right.
Put it on the AA, and then call them.
Okay. And that's how you admit to a higher power.
Right. You surrender yourself to a higher power.
Right.
That of the tow truck driver.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you you have to apologize to everyone who you slowed down in traffic by your car breaking down by pulling them over and apologizing to them personally in the same spot.
Right.
Yeah. It's really kind of inconvenient for everyone involved.
It sounds very complicated, yeah.
Yeah. That's a good suggestion, Ray Janili. I would have expected it to work like that, but I guess it doesn't. Magic 2729 says, I'd like to report a bug. The Jingle Bell does not give a mysticality buff, but does give a muscle and moxie. Fix, please. Yeah, there was that thing where it was accidentally giving you hippie stench one-third of the time.
Yeah, when I was playing through that section of the game and went to look it up on the wiki to decide which reward I wanted, I was confused by that.
Let's see. Tatter says, what happened to the Crimbomination, Mr. Mination, that made him easy to kill? When he first appeared two Crimbos ago, he was impossible to kill. Well, you don't remember one Crimbo ago when you used a bunch of elf magic to shrink him down into a manageable size? Because that's what happened. It was you, Tatter.
Also, the corporate poison in his veins reduced his...
Yeah, it got rid of his spine. It made him a spineless, sniveling coward.
Yeah.
Who assassinated Yogi Bear.
Yeah.
Was Yogi Berra assassinated?
Oh, I don't know.
I wish I had a funny Yogi Berra-style joke to make about that, but I didn't come up with one in the amount of time that I had. Which, admittedly, was not very much. I didn't give myself a whole lot of time.
Yeah, you kind of gotta...
You gotta either do it immediately or not at all, if you're gonna make that kind of joke. Let's take a little bit of a break.
Cool.
Sorry about dropping the stream there for a little bit, folks. I don't know what happened. The broadcast software crashed because it couldn't handle the awesomeness of so much Negative Land in such a short period of time. Riff, can you imagine a better band than Negative Land?
Wow. That would take a lot of imagination. Wow,
What do you suppose fuels us as Imaginauts? Imaginaut ice cream?
Imaginaut ice cream, yeah. So yes, that would take a lot
of... Do we have to do some Imagino lines? like of a stimulant of some sort.
Yes.
Like
imaginary cocaine.
Yeah. Or imaginary crystal meth.
Yeah.
Or something that's, good for you. Like, a thing that is both an amphetamine and a cure for cancer.
Oh.
See, if we're using our imagination, that's we might true. As well not go for mundane, harmful things like the real world provides.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that the real world provides is both mundane and harmful.
You mean the television show?
No. Well, yes. That is both mundane and harmful. I don't mean... In that the real world is the thing that is provided by the real world. Although the real world is a product of someone's imagination. The concept behind it...
The concept, yeah.
...started out as a gleam in someone's eye.
Mm-hmm.
That man then fucked a lady, and the resulting baby that grew inside the lady's belly grew up to produce the show The Real World.
So, you could say that it was a direct example of imagination becoming reality television.
I guess you could. And that, my friends, is an example of the more you know. Riff, I know that we've been fucking around, we've been talking about the power of imagination a lot, but I'm going to ask you a serious question.
Okay.
Is there actually anything more powerful than the power of imagination? Because I don't think there is. I can't think of a single thing. I spent the entire break thinking of this, peeing and thinking of this.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Could not think of a... Well, let's see.
So I had to pee, and I imagined myself peeing. And then when I woke up, my pillow was gone.
And everything was slightly damp. Okay, so if imagination is the most powerful thing you can think of, what is the second most powerful thing you can think of?
Well, okay. I think the second most powerful thing is that thing that we've established. Since everything tastes better when it's sitting on a Ritz,
right.
The topmost Ritz of an infinitely tall stack of Ritz is the second most powerful thing.
Okay.
Imagination delights all of your senses. The topmost Ritz on an infinitely tall stack of Ritz only delights your sense of taste. It does so maximally, to be sure.
I see. Yeah.
But I can imagine something that tastes as good as the topmost Ritz on an infinitely tall stack of Ritz and also sounds as good as Negative Land.
What would you call such a thing?
I don't know, but now that I'm imagining it, I'm also imagining that it feels as soft as the caress of a baby walrus.
Oh, how lovely.
Are baby walruses even, like, furry? They're probably not, are they?
Probably not. They're probably kind of slimy.
Am I thinking of a rabbit?
Maybe.
Rabbits are the ones with giant tusks, right? That sort of flop around on an ice floe?
Yeah. That's
okay.
Rabbits.
Mm. You wonder why the guy in Of Mice and Men was so obsessed with those. Like, why would you want a bunch of, like, it seems
that
like you'd...
That is kind of weird.
It would be really difficult... to live in a place that was both comfortable from a climactic point of view for humans to live and capable of sustaining enough ice flows for you to have a whole bunch of rabbits each flopping around on top of their own ice flow.
Maybe that difficulty was just the author's way of emphasizing how this character was basically retarded.
Oh, I see. He didn't understand that there's no such thing as multiple rabbits, because who could possibly afford more than one ice flow?
Right, exactly.
In this economy.
Yeah.
In that economy. I mean, I think it was during the Depression rather than during this, you know, mild dip in an otherwise skyrocketing upwards graph line of our national power and wealth.
That's how I'm imagining it, certainly.
Yeah. Therefore, that's how it is. Mm-hmm. Do you think, when was the artificial ice flow invented?
I don't know, but I can look it up on Wikipedia.
I don't think you can. I think that your mouth has just written a check that your browser can't cash, Riff.
Artificial ice flow.
See, your browser shouldn't cash it, because what if somebody edits it? What if somebody edits it with breaking news about...
Well,
I didn't actually make that joke on purpose.
I did discover that in 1950, Art Hunt, Dave Ritchie, and Wayne Pierce invented the snow cannon.
Huh.
So that's kind of like, maybe they could use it to shoot an ice flow into existence.
Yes, because that's how things come into existence. Mm-hmm. Like people, they get shot out of a vagina cannon.
Baby cannon.
No, it's not a cannon that shoots vaginas.
Right. No.
Although, sometimes, a woman will climb into a vagina cannon. At the circus, sometimes they would have live births mid-trajectory of what they referred to as the vagina cannon. Really, it's because the circus owner was... It was an entire woman cannon. It's just that the circus owner was kind of sexist, and so he just thought of it as a vagina cannon.
Right.
Because that was the only part he cared about.
Yeah, trying to decide how horrible it would be if a vagina cannon... really only shot vaginas.
I mean, that's sort of like this is a donut hole cannon. I mean,
that's a good point. Yeah.
Right. You know, this is an anus cannon. That was my least favorite of Pachelbel's works. It was just like eight guys sitting on a stage just farting in repetitive patterns.
Well, King Louis XIV would have loved it.
I know. Like, he was a fan of Le Ptomaine, right? The flatulist. Who do you think would win in a fight between a flautist and a flatulist?
The American viewing public.
Well, I would assume that since no one plays the flute anymore, that this was probably before the invention of television.
Oh, that's
okay,
true.
So...
The American imagining public.
A submarine full... of predators versus an artificial ice flow full of rabbits and flatulists. Was the submarine invented before or after television? There were like some Civil War submarines,
yeah,
right? Like
Civil
they were
War
shitty.
Yeah.
They were shitty submarines. They were really more like coffins
that
people got into just before they died. They had, you know, guns on them and maybe a periscope.
Yeah.
Ooh, coffin periscopes. Yeah. Not obviously so the dead person, who, as we've established, has no imagination, can see out, but so other people can see in. So you can make sure that nobody's taken your grandpa's fancy suit.
You could go more high-tech and just have a closed-circuit television with the monitor set right into the gravestone.
Hmm. Wow, that'd be weird. You know what would be cool? You know what would be cool, actually, is to have a camera inside the coffin. And what it's doing is it's filming all the time, but what is playing on the headstone is just a repeated time-lapse of all of the film that has been taken so far, all of the video that's been taken so far. So what you keep seeing is a time-lapse of whoever is inside the grave decomposing up until the current point, and then they start back
the
over
most
as
recent
a
frame.
Yeah.
That would be probably pretty disgusting, but if you could get past
that,
it would
be,
I honestly
don't know that it would be that disgusting. I feel like you just if you're embalmed, you just kind of dry out.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Right. And in a time lapse, I feel like in a time lapse, you don't necessarily see like the worms crawling around in your eye sockets and shit. Man, worms crawling around in your eye sockets. Can you imagine anything that feels as good as worms crawling around in your eye sockets and tastes as good as that Ritz?
My imagination is kind of getting overloaded.
Okay, imagine a worm crawling through a puddle of Bengay or Icy Hot and then crawling across your eyes. Could you imagine anything more soothing than an invigorating Bengay massage of your eyes? I'm sorry.
I guess maybe an invigorating Bengay worm massage, like, underneath the surface of your entire skin.
Oh, yeah, in between those muscles.
Yeah.
Which you like to spend a good deal of time imagining those muscles.
Oh,
boy. I've heard tell. You have a YouTube channel where you've collected just videos of people with no skin.
Yeah, sadly, it's a very small.
Every once in a while, somebody is born with no skin due to the wind shear of them being born mid human cannonball flight. They pop out, but the skin stays inside. It's rough.
Oh man, you know what we should do? We should get Roy to listen to this show and draw it. Draw just everything we've said tonight. Roy should draw them.
Or we could get Roy to listen to this show so that he would give up on this foolish notion of him and I doing a show that was funny, because when comic geniuses such as you and I can come up with only this, what hope do he and I have?
I'm ready about the advice hot dog, man. Mm-hmm. I think it's good. You'll be like the Adam Carolla to his extremely polite and kind Dr. Drew.
I don't know though, man. I don't know that he's actually going to be nice to people.
You don't think so?
No.
Wow.
Sometimes the Mexican in him comes out and he starts playing dirty pool. Only they refer to it as dirty frijoles.
Dirty beans.
Yeah, that's what they call pocket billiards down in Mexico, is beans, because they can't actually afford pool balls, so they just play it with large beans on a table. They get, you know, the spherical beans are a choking hazard, so they use them to play pocket billiards. This is the
best.
This is the worst thing we've ever done. Sorry. ChefBob27 says, what's the plus item drop rate of this? And then links to the KOL wiki for the little box of fireworks. I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember where that comes from.
Oh, does it... Oh, I see. Increases items for monsters by 25 to 29%. What? I wonder if that... Yeah, man, I have no idea. I guess I could look it up, but I'm not going to. That would be too informative. Ryan Neely asks if we're going to have the dodecapede inverse weight mechanic and other stuff. I think we actually already answered that question. Let's just move along. Ark Wild says, the greatest way you could wrap up this fantastic, and it's been fun, Crimbo, is to let us know who our covert patrons were. I'd like to put mine on slash Belit, so we're on the same page. I think that's a joke about how he didn't get enough for Christmas. Quietus says there's a misnamed radio show in the archive that's showing up as December 9th of 0110. We did go back in time to the year 110, and do a show. We were trying.
We weren't able to transmit it because the software hadn't been written yet.
We were trying to celebrate Jesus's 110th birthday, but we were early. by 16 days. Rage Neely says, just beat my disco bandit nemesis in Kitty Core at level 12 after 5 tries down on my last adventure. That was fun. Can I pretend that was a misfire? No. What was the DB nemesis? How did that fight... How does the disco bandit nemesis fight work?
Disco bandit nemesis...
The one where you have to do the dance?
Yeah. The earworm thing.
Wait. That's the accordion thief one.
Oh, no.
Is the
right.
Earworm one.
Yeah, disco bandit nemesis is the one actually in the disco. And it's the... I don't remember what the trick was in that one.
I know he's got those... I know I made the art with those records that were spinning above his head because he was raving. Do you have to do the rave combos against him?
Probably. Wow, I don't remember. I don't remember how that fight works at all.
We came up with a lot of that stuff, like, collaboratively. It wasn't like part of your original design. So, oh well. I bet somebody knows. SevenLances.com says, option to make valuable inventory item text different colors, Mr. Items one color, non-tradable another, etc. I wish there was a good way to do that, but I'm not sure that there is. You know, a way to specify, you know, a way of having, like, greens and blues and purples, basically, which is, you know, a vocabulary that everyone speaks now. Yeah, I just don't know. I don't know how we would do it without making things kind of ugly.
Yeah.
Those rely on the text being on a black background, which it always is, whenever anybody does it in a way that works very well. You know, 12 Sands did it with their items, and the green was almost impossible for me to read.
Yeah.
It drew attention to it, you know, and the blues and purples were good, but, you know, maybe green. He used a really bright green. When we do the green for good food and stuff, it's kind of a darker green, which is okay. It's legible, but it's not, to me at least, not immediately distinguishable from black. That might just be my problem.
I haven't noticed anything wrong with it.
Yeah. Sharpies or Sharp says, have you ever seen this? I believe it's run by someone who plays KOL. I made this recipe and it was pretty good. And then links to a storybookrecipes.com. It's like recipes, but there's a story.
Oh.
Linguini Lad says, so did Don Pygosilis' story time have anything to do with this year's Crimbo storyline? Wait, Don Pygosilis' story time.
I think...
That was the Yuletide adventure?
I think he's referring to whoever was being Don P in chat.
Oh, yeah, that was an independent agent. An independent agent of Farmers Insurance. Let's see. Evangeon Q says, for the left pane progress bars, can you give an option to change the format from lines to numeric indicators? I don't know. That's... Huh. Stores need an option to make advertising budget an automatic deduction, and an option to sort inventory by quantity rather than alphabetically only. Huh. Sort inventory by quantity. That seems like a feature of dubious usefulness. He now has more hobo nickels than he knows what to do with. Could you add something to the hobo market to make them worth something again? Better yet, make them giftable. I guess you get them faster than you can spend them on those semi-rares, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe we should just have something consumable that's pretty good that costs 500 hobo nickels or something.
Maybe, yeah. What about a gun that shoots them?
Hmm. Huh. A gun that shoots nickels, huh?
Yeah. Wasn't there something in... What was it? Some video game. You can make shotgun shells filled with coins.
I don't remember. There's, you know, you can make those bottle cap mines in Fallout 3.
Yeah, but this is... It might have been New Vegas. There might have been a recipe for shotgun shells filled with Legion coins. I don't remember for certain.
I can't think of any other games where you made shotgun shells.
Yeah,
you know, there was that... I feel like Final Fantasy has always had skills that used... money to attack. That's interesting, though. I don't know that it would be particularly... Like, what's it going to do? Just a bunch of damage? I mean, who cares? Like, I feel like if you are adept enough at fighting in Hobopolis that you have more hobo nickels than you know what to do with, like, those are about the toughest monsters we got, right?
Yeah.
So
you also have gear that
is
going to overpower. power unless it's like a just a one-shot kill.
I mean, I feel like if we sold something that was equivalent to one of the food drops from the bosses for like 500 nickels.
What if it turns out that hobo nickels are foil-covered chocolate?
So you can just eat them?
Yeah.
I think we describe them as nickels.
And or you could load them into the world's most delicious shotgun shell.
A big chocolate shotgun shell. Yeah. A chocolate geld. Mm. Gelt? Geld.
Geld.
Who is John Galt? What is Christmas geld? Nothing, because that's for Jews. Mm. It's Chanukah geld. Is it gelt or geld? Oh, I'm thinking of a gelfling.
Gelf. Man, that scene in that movie where they were draining the life out of that thing, that freaked me out bad when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
That gave me some nightmares.
Gullwhacker says, "Hello, dev team. Love this year's Crimbo content. How much longer will Crimco's offices remain in existence until New Year's? Yes, also scaly monsters rock." One thing I never did was mine any data about how many people were using the lanyard to make things scale and how many weren't.
Oh, really? You did mine something, didn't you?
Did I?
I remember you saying that you had set it up to track some kind of data.
Oh, how many people pick which one of the boss fights?
Ah.
And how, like, what the date distribution was of people getting their presents. Hmm. Like,
did anything interesting come up from that?
I haven't looked at it yet. I could. Actually, I could look at it right now. Curious about people's habits? Me too. Man, I gotta make it so this thing doesn't load any data into it when I first go into it, because it makes it take longer. Although it's... huh. It doesn't. Crimbo 10 gift is what I'm a-trackin'. Alright, so there were... 5 times as many people that got the gifts on Christmas as got them on the next day. And then kind of drifts down after that. Huh. That's interesting. Maybe, like, extrapolating this out, I'm going to say that maybe a quarter of the people who got the Christmas present this year got it after Christmas Day.
Hmm.
So... That's a little surprising. I think I expected a larger majority of people to actually play on Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I guess since I don't tend to travel for Christmas, and when I travel, I don't ever travel anywhere that there's no internet unless I'm, like, specifically going out into the wilderness for a week.
Yeah.
I just don't think of it as a thing that happens to people. But I guess a lot of people's grandmas don't have...
Maybe I feel the opposite because I'm the opposite case.
Yeah. All right. Radio Bugbear. Lonesome Cowboy says, "Great Crimbo, I hope the clans stay this active. But some, unfortunately, didn't get anything from their covert Crimbos." Man, a lot of people just saying Crimbo rules, Crimbo's great. Thanks, Jesus is a girl, and Crimpy, and, wait. Then Bandito Burrito says, "There should be uniform treatment for game-related bugs. That is all." Wait, does he mean...
What does that mean?
Well, so I think what he means is that we should take the bugs that we're raising in the office,
okay,
crush them, use the oil from them to make a sort of a treatment for people's uniforms.
Oh, I think that's a lovely idea.
I don't know what you mean by that, Bandito Burrito. It sounds like you've got a thorn in your craw. And if you do, tell me what it is. Meat Giveaway says, "Please fix the broken effects images for Full of Whist and Heavy Petting." They're not broken, they're happy faces. Wistful means with a happy face.
So does Heavy Petting.
Yeah, exactly. Hundvalp says, "Why did you introduce the fax machine in the first place?" "Because Hot Stuff told me to. I thought it was a cool idea. And I still think it's a cool idea."
Yep.
And I like cool ideas. Fujiko says, can you get a plate of Franks and beans from a Quantum Taco? Similarly, can you get a flask of peppermint schnapps from Schrodinger's Thermos? These are two foods that advance the Krimboween quest. I believe that those are blacklisted.
I think those are on the blacklist.
Not very many things are, though. Turtlegoyce says, they said it couldn't be done, and we proved them wrong. By they, I mean people who complained Krimbopolis was too exclusive, and by it, I mean have a clan dungeon. Anyone who wanted to could enter. Yeah, the community really rallied.
Yep.
The community's been rallying. They've been rallying like motherfuckers. What were we saying on the way to dinner? Mother effers and cock essers.
Yeah.
You never call somebody a sea sucker.
Seersucker?
Yeah, if they're wearing seersucker.
What is seersucker?
I don't know. It's like gabardine.
What's gabardine?
That's like seersucker.
Thanks.
It's a thing you can make a suit out of. It's like pinstripe. It's like leisure. Grimdell says, usually there's a Krimbo familiar besides the obligatory pet rock. Just curious, did you consider setting up a Clippy familiar made out of paper clips? Cheers. You can't really make a paper clip out of smaller paper clips.
Yeah.
You can make a necktie. And a cape. And a... what do we do? Pants?
And those little springy things.
You know, I never draw pants. I usually don't draw pants as being even a little bit three-dimensional. So a lot of times I think that most of the people playing this game, and I don't mean in-game, I don't mean their characters, I mean the people, because they get most of their news and their ideas about how the world works from the pictures that I draw, are wearing pants that are just the front half of a pair of pants.
Oh, so like chaps, kind of, except on the front instead of the sides?
Yeah. I mean, it's good if you're walking into the wind,
yeah,
and you don't like wind on your junk.
Right.
And really, who does?
Well,
it depends. If it's a gritty, sand-filled wind like the winds of Tatooine, then no one does.
Right.
But what if it was a refreshing ocean breeze?
Oh, okay, yeah, refreshing, cool breeze on an otherwise sweaty day.
Yeah, if it was balmy. I don't know. Does balmy mean cold?
I think balmy.
What if you were standing in front of a hairdryer?
Balmy means, you know, as unto balls, right?
Oh, okay. Or in the manner of a balm.
Yes.
Right, so there, just being outside is soothing,
right,
and you don't even want to wear the front pants. So somebody wearing those pants just on the front, wearing the mask of your head on the back of their head, walking toward you, would you be freaked out by them? I don't think you would know. You wouldn't know until they turned around that, A,
yeah,
they're wearing
your
head mask on the back of their head, and B, their pants don't have no back half.
That's true.
Those things would be shocking to you. Can you imagine?
That would be extremely frightening. That would be bizarre and disturbing.
I'm telling you, man. You should write more screenplays. This is good stuff we're coming up with. You should be transcribing all of this into a screenplay. Screw the pretentious artist illustrating it. We're writing a screenplay. I wrote a little story once when I was in high school, and the pretentious artist illustrated it. And, It's well illustrated, but it's pretty stupid.
What was it?
It was just a story. There was like 4 or 5 sentences about a greased imitation hamster pelvis on a stick. It was that kind of funny, right? Where you just make up some random shit,
right?
And that's funny. And then a hobo asks if you could dime a spare, and so you throw a dime at a spare tire. And he thanks you.
Oh, that's... Mm.
Yeah. It wasn't very good.
How old were you?
13, 14.
Oh, okay. That's,
I guess.
Right.
Maybe 15. I was like 30. I can't lie. I can't lie anymore. Ray Janili says, could we have combat macros be marked some way on the CAB so as not to confuse them with things that have the same image? For example, Rave Pocket. Give the combat macro an image. There's a command to give it an image. I don't know what the default image for a combat macro is.
I don't use the combat action bar anymore, so I don't know.
Why don't you use the combat action bar anymore?
Because it doesn't work properly on the iPad, and although I don't normally play on the iPad, I do often enough that I didn't feel like switching back and forth.
Wait, same... What is Rave Pickpocket? That's not even...
That's the Disco Bandit Nemesis questline skill. One of them.
It's not called that, though.
Oh, it's not a skill. It's a combo.
Oh. Pop and Lock It has, like, a robot. Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember what the default icon for a combat macro is. This is getting boring anyway. Let's see. Ferdiwound says, "Can we get a discard multiple function? Discarding over 2,000 useless powders, not to mention a few hundred destroyed items from the Hell Seals, gets annoying after a while." I mean, the only reason that you have 2,000 useless powders is because you created 2,000 useless powders, right? There's no way to do something that has a benefit and also yields a useless powder, is there?
Don't think so.
Are the destroyed items from the Hell Seals, you just have to discard them?
Yeah, I think they are just trash.
I don't know about a discard multiple. It seems like an amount of work for kind of an irrelevant feature. Maybe discard all. I don't know.
I mean, we could give them like an auto sale value of one.
But I mean, we can't give everything discardable an auto sale value of one.
That's true. Right.
Although that's a good question. I mean, is there anything that needs to be discardable? Right? Like, there's a trophy thing with that.
Yeah.
Is that even a feature that needs to exist? Or should things that are discardable just default to having an auto sell value of one?
Surely we could make that trophy work by auto selling that object instead of discarding it.
Or just discontinue the trophy. Take it away from everybody who had it. That'd make everyone happy. Rage Neely says, shouldn't you be able to hippie shop pre-war in the war hippie outfit? Because you can't. No, you can't, because they don't like war until you get them riled up. They spit on you. When you go home, they spit on you. Yeah. When you go back in time and go home, man, you don't understand, man. War, man.
Never changes.
Man, I love this guy's name. Capitalism gave your dog AIDS. Wait, I did, says. When you have temporary blindness and acquire something, could you add some large question marks before the text to make it more noticeable? That's a good idea. Blue Elf says, any possibility of another chance at the pantsless trophy? No. Is Jake excited about 2011? It's the magic number. I don't know, we might have to do something crazy for 11-11-11.
Oh,
it's like,
wow,
ridiculous
true.
Day.
Yeah.
Shouldn't the Wand of Nagamar, says the younger one, be a ranged weapon, or is the idea that you're drawing the power by poking enemies with it? Man, I don't fucking know. That was old. Is it even a weapon now? I guess it is. But it works from inventory.
It works from inventory, yeah.
That is a fucked up puzzle. It's not even a puzzle. It's just like some crazy adventure game bullshit that you have to do that no one would ever figure
it
out.
It was like the have you been everywhere and seen everything test from back when it was possible to do that.
Yep. King Felix says, will we ever get a gazebo encounter like in the old Eric and the Gazebo story? I've never thought that that was a particularly funny story.
I mean, I thought it was funny once.
Gets a lot of traction.
I didn't think it was so funny that it needed to become a huge thing.
I don't know that it's become a huge thing.
Well, okay.
I'm guessing, for instance, Kim Kardashian does not know about that story.
I barely even know who that is.
That just shows how not on the pulse of America's youth you are.
I guess so.
I mean, not on the pulse of America's youth culture. Your finger isn't.
Sometimes I worry that I don't partake of enough pop culture to be able to keep up with making pop culture references for our pop culture reference game.
Do you think this is a pop culture reference game, or do you think that it's a game with pop culture references in it?
Well, okay.
On the side.
Second is more accurate.
Okay. You think it's a game?
I'm not entirely sure what you mean by game. I think it's a game.
Okay. Good.
Being a game, like when you like someone?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I played it, but I didn't play it.
Right.
Which means I wasn't masturbating while I played it.
Was it mountains?
Because like someone means you masturbate while you like them.
Okay.
Right.
And then...
You're actively then liking
you,
them.
And then you eat their shield.
Yes. Yes, you do. That was... I forget who made that joke in the first place, but it was funny.
Oh, did someone else make that
joke? Yeah, somebody
Damn
did.
Damn it!
Yeah.
It was probably Shakespeare. Shakespeare invented all the funny shit.
Did you see that link the other day that was like some beta version of The Legend of Zelda that they found?
Yeah, I didn't
there
look
was,
at it.
It was surprisingly boring.
Really?
Yeah, there's just almost nothing different about it. Hmm. It's just like, well, this game sure was easy before they put in all these extra monsters and
somebody built
replaced
entire...
all of these Stalfos with blue dark nuts.
Somebody built the entire overworld of Link to the Past in Minecraft.
Yep.
That's kind of...
I saw that. I also saw that... What's weird is that somebody wrote into the radio show a while back saying that they were working on building the Zelda overworld in Minecraft.
Oh.
And then in that Kotaku story, I found a link to someone who had built the Zelda overworld, mm-hmm. the original Zelda overworld.
Cortex from Metafilter did, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe it was Metafilter that I was thinking of. And I don't know if it was the same guy or not.
Hmm. I'm not aware of Cortex playing our game.
Hmm. Do you actually... Are you actually active on Metafilter? Like, I never even signed up for an account.
I post every now and then.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not.
Do people know who you are?
Probably.
Do you ever go in there and say, do you know who I am?
I mean, there's been... Like, once in a while, there's a KOL-related thread, and I'll pop up and say, well, yes, I work for KOL, and the answer to your question is this. And people go, oh, I love your game. So I guess those people that responded that way probably know who I am on Metafilter.
Well, Jeff gave a lot of history about the about submarines in the Civil War. Betrayer says, I think that anyone who got a bugged final boss item from a fax machine boss should get that removed, and I'm pretty sure that's the bug he meant. Yeah, it is my intention that C.D. Moyer will make that not be the case for people. Anybody who got two of those is going to end up with a lump of coal. Nightmare is apparently watching Barbara Streisand be a sexy young Jew.
Young?
I can imagine that at some point Barbara Streisand was young, but I cannot imagine that at any point she was sexy.
Oh, we found something that you can't imagine.
Uh-oh. Crap. Man, somebody must have said my name backwards. Martialis says, are you going to stop selling turns next year? No, because we're not going to have started selling turns by next year. I don't think the familiars count as selling turns.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think the spleen familiars count as selling turns, because you could buy those items from other people.
Yeah.
So, granted, it's, you know, those familiars are a way of skirting the we don't sell turns, we don't sell content, you know, we don't sell zones.
I mean, we don't sell them because anybody can have them.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, we sell them, but you don't have to buy them to have them.
Rex Maxis says, so, Jake, I've taken your advice and started fucking as many high school girls as possible. Thus
Yay.
Far, only one. You, sir, are a genius.
Are you in jail yet?
P.S. I'm 25. I mean, you can legally fuck some high school girls. The ones who are held back a lot. Which, you know, to be honest, those are the only ones that are going to go for me anyway, right?
The Amy Sedaris clones.
Amy Sedaris clones.
From that Strangers in Candy show.
I don't remember that.
I never watched it, but Liker Shampoo introduced me to it over break. It was pretty funny.
Cap Hector says, can we get some additional options for /who, like /who let the dogs out, or /whores? I think /whores would work. And /who let the dogs out, is there not a player named Let the Dogs Out? Oh, wait, I see. It would be who is Let the Dogs Out. There's not a chat channel named Let the Dogs Out, which you would need. Huh. What does whores do?
Well.
Oh, unknown command /whores. Oh, well. Some stuff works. Some things that are expecting an argument will work you type a word that's longer than the actual chat command. Those are dealt with really inconsistently. Sir Mari says, "Hello, I was wondering if you guys had considered putting the toaster in the kitchen area of the campground. It would be convenient and make sense. There was some reason that people didn't want me to do that, and I don't remember what it was, and then it was just like, there was so much grouchy, grumbled, grackling when I put the sushi mat in there that I was just like, you know what? Fuck this kitchen bullshit. Fuck it right in the toaster.
Gosh.
But be careful.
Yeah.
Don't fuck it while it's plugged in and in the bathtub. If you're going to fuck a toaster in the bathtub, at least do it without plugging the bathtub in.
Right.
Do they make any do they make electric bathtubs?
I don't know. I guess a hot tub is kind of like an electric bathtub.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Do they make electric grandmothers? Did you ever see The Electric Grandmother?
Is that educational show with the Spider-Man?
Yes. Yeah. we work for a video game grandmother. Steve Martin wrote that song called "The Grandmother of Myself." The Band of Brothers was about the trials and travails of Easy Grandmother. No, you're thinking of The Electric Company, Riff.
Oh.
The Electric Grandmother was like, it was a movie, and I saw something, I think there was a Metafilter post about it or something, like, not too long ago. It was a thing that we watched in school every once in a while, and I think it might have been some educational, outfit that made it. It wasn't like a TV, like a PBS movie or something.
I was asking people about this over break, and nobody heard of it. There was an educational type show on PBS or something. It was one of those like learning shows that sometimes your grade school teacher would put on TV if they didn't feel like teaching. And the theme was there was some kind of apocalypse or something, and there are these kids that were hiding out in a library, and they solved whatever the problem was each week, like marauding monsters outside the gates or whatever, via library science. Like, they would use the Dewey Decimal System to look up a book that had whatever kind of knowledge they needed for that episode.
I am almost sure that this was just a dream that you had, Riff.
I can't 100% rule that out, but I'm pretty sure it was a real thing.
Wasn't there that website where you could kind of vaguely describe a children's book, and
yeah,
they would tell you
I
what the book was?
Yeah, I found some books that I half remembered from my childhood that way.
You know what I really want
totally
is
knew what they were.
I need to look on Amazon and see if there are any copies of The Amazing Bone. It was a story about an amazing bone.
Was it? What kind of bone?
I don't remember. It was just like a bone. Like somebody wanted to make soup out of it. Yep, here it is on Amazon. The Amazing Bone. There was a pig and a wolf, and the pig has a bone, and I think it's like making a cannibal soup. No, wait. She discovers a talking bone that's fallen out of a witch's basket.
Wow.
You know, a witch's basket. That's what the witches do. They coat... Hey, wait. Sompum says, not knowing who Kim Kardashian is may make you not on the youth's pulse, but nobody who plays this game knows who she is either. That isn't true. I know for a fact that there are a number of people who play KOL and know who Kim Kardashian is.
I just assume she's one of those guys in black leather with the big cables down the sides of their necks that forced Picard to tell them how many lights there were.
I think you're, I think you're thinking of the Rockettes.
Oh.
Riff.
That's somebody different?
Yeah, that's the women who kick, their legs up into the air a lot.
Huh.
Because there's an invisible balloon that they're trying to not let it hit the floor.
Huh.
That's the theme of every Rockettes performance, except for the theme, there are five lights.
Oh. Wow. Television sure is confusing.
It's complicated. You know, it takes years of study to learn how to properly watch television. If you knew who Kim Kardashian was, I would maybe believe that you were ready for level 2 knowledge. But you're not.
I, I haven't been putting very many dots into my TV watching skill.
Yeah. You decided at some point that it was time to stop dots?
Yes.
Running out of steam here. Type login says proud versus pride. I have no idea what the fuck that question means. If you're asking what a group of lions is called, that's a gaggle.
Yeah. Brian Proud was a comic book artist.
Are you thinking of Brian Froud?
No.
Potionator says, what's Jick planning to do in San Francisco besides shitting on the sidewalks? I am going to eat a lot of good food and drink a lot of good beer and do a lot of good work and walk through a lot of good park. Probably glance at a lot of hippies. Maybe go to some science.
Did you ever get to try out that virtual reality iPhone app that worked in, like, major city parks?
Is that a real thing, or did we
just... Yeah, because I remember it... We were talking about it when it first came out, and we're bummed that it didn't function in any parks near us. It's like a thing that, you know, that you hold up your iPhone and see the world through the camera, but it recognizes points of interest in the park and adds other stuff.
I don't know. Like if that's a thing that you know about and you could let me know what it is, I'll try it.
Yep, that is, while that I'm is there. All that I know about.
If they make enough video games that are cool and require travel, will you start traveling more?
If they can make it less painful to travel.
What? It isn't painful to travel.
Oh, I hate traveling.
Why do you hate traveling?
I don't know. It's just so inconvenient. If I could teleport, I would travel.
Are you sure? I don't think I would teleport. Because I wouldn't be sure that it was me on the other side.
Well, okay, yeah. There is that one major philosophical problem. But if I could have reasonable assurance that it would actually be me on the other side and not just a clone of me.
Yeah, but you'd never know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I can imagine that someone would somehow come up with a proof.
I don't know.
I have no idea what the proof would be. I cannot myself imagine the proof, but I can imagine someone who can imagine the proof.
I cannot imagine what you're saying, but I will defend to the death your right to imagine what
right.
I'm saying.
Thank you.
Okay. I won't actually defend that to the death, Riff. I'll defend it to the pain. I always hated that. That was, I thought, the dumbest line in the entire movie. The principle was sound, the scene was good, you know, but that, to the pain, no. William Goldman Sachs.
Goldman sucks, am I right?
Yes.
Well, except he did that other movie, and that one was pretty awesome.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid?
Yeah.
And, what else did he do?
I don't know.
All the President's Men?
Yeah, I never saw that.
Was it? Something like that. Anyway, let's go out of here on the sweet sounds of some more negative land.
Woo.
We'll go for a long one. All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.